Rob Francis, Greg with you, joining us on the line from the 16th Legislative District, Senator Perry Dozier. Senator Dozier, thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us, particularly on breaking news such as this, where you have joined with the Senate Republican leader, John Braun, and also Senator Mark Mullett on the other side of the aisle in calling for the resignation of Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler because there is another development in the situation with Commissioner Kreidler's office and that toxic environment that's been created. What is the latest? What's the latest news on that situation, sir?
Well, you know, Rob, thanks again for letting me join your program today. This has been something that was brewing during the last legislative session. And as you know, the past couple of years, we've had a lot of legislation that has come through our committee, Business, Financial Services, and Trade. And I work very closely with Senator Mullett, who is the chair, and myself as the ranking, to go through this legislation. And we have to deal with staff of the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. So basically, they are working underneath Kreidler. And we really were pretty frank with them about some of the direction that OIC was wanting to go. And then finding out that the environment of that office was very toxic, and it really led us to, I think, ultimately get to this point to where we are asking for the resignation of Commissioner Kreidler, especially after he fired a whistleblower who started this process, and it just continued to grow after that, Rob.
You know, and I want to focus on that for a second, Senator Dozier, because one of the things that has been put in place and worked, and something that even many officials in government have worked hard on over the course of the last few decades, is making sure that there's an impropriety in government, that whistleblowers have protection, that they can, without fear of reprisal, make a complaint if there is something that is going wrong in that particular office or in that particular department, that it will be investigated and that there will be no repercussion regardless of what the results are. Here, we see a situation where, again, a whistleblower has been failed, and that will make the next one less likely to come forward.
Absolutely right. And this one that ended up getting terminated from their position is one that we had probably worked closest with, I think, with our committee, along with some of the others that eventually came up in reading the allegations that had come up against Commissioner Kreidler, that really, I think, solidified the fact that he needs to really step down. Obviously, he's an elected official. And so there isn't like a termination that can be done, but I think he has way overstepped his bounds ethically, and I question his ability to lead OIC moving forward. You know, we'll continue to have a lot of upcoming issues with with the OIC, and my confidence in him leading that department is not there.
You know, he's been in that position for a long time. Sometimes with that type of tenure in a position, you tend to believe that you are higher than the office, or you tend to believe that you will be able to serve for as long as you choose to serve. Maybe that affects the way you go about doing the job. We know that the commissioner has been trying to push forward a couple of different agendas that the legislature has not been willing to work with him on, that he has decided to go on his own, and the courts have weighed in on those. He's not liked those answers. He's tried to end around the courts as well. So we're seeing a department at the state level that has a significant impact on the residents of the state of Washington, especially when it comes to their pocketbooks. we're now seeing, we've heard enough stories coming out of the office regarding this toxic environment. Now he fires a whistleblower. Are there, you did mention he's an elected official, but there are penalties, there are actions that can be taken for doing such a thing, is there not?
You know, Rob, I couldn't speak probably intelligently enough to tell you what those actions could be. I know you brought up some very good points about the commissioner and some of the legislation that was moving forward, and I think a lot of maybe what stemmed from what surfaced here was one of the bills, Senate Bill 5010, which was the use of credit scores. And it was one that Senator Mullett and I were working on very diligently. And we thought we had some solutions to that bill 2 years ago during session. And then it was shortly after session when the commissioner decided to I'm not sure of the right term, like an executive order to do what he wanted to instill on the bill. And so, again, we worked on that again this year, and that's when I think everything really surfaced, because we were, in our committee, we were very firm with staff from the OIC on our feelings and made them answer questions that maybe were questions that couldn't be answered to the level of what Commissioner Kreidler wanted. And I think some of this stemmed from the negativeness on some of his staff. And then once that happened, then there was quite a bit more that started surfacing.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator Greg Neft with you. Let's talk about what happens if he stays around, if we're unable to remove him, if he doesn't decide to resign, if he sticks in office. What happens to the state insurance department then? What do you think is the worst case scenario here?
Well, I think right now he's breached the trust of two of us on the committee, both the chair and the ranking, at this point, of his credibility of leading the office. And the majority of the legislation that comes out of OIC is coming through our committee. And so I think we're to the point of at least I am, I shouldn't say we are, but I know that I am. I had a brief conversation with Senator Mullett today. I'm to the point of not having trust in him within his department and how he is leading his department at this point right now, and especially have concerns with how he is handling his employees, which is more disturbing to me than maybe the legislative part of it, because nobody should have to go through a work environment that he has shown that he is supplying for his office. And that's why I am definitely asking for his resignation.
Now, Senator Dozier, you and Senators Braun and Mullett made this call today. Mm-hmm. The three of you are on record. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that Insurance Commissioner Kreidler will be moved to resign his position, at least today. Do you think that there will be more that will come out in support of this call? And if so, do you think what levels do you think will need to come out against the commissioner for him to resign?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, my hopes are that what has come out right now with today and what Commissioner Kreidler has done in filing a whistleblower, that leadership on the majority party side, the Democrats, that their leadership would come out and support what Senators Braun, Senator Mullett, and myself are doing moving forward. And that's where I hope this goes, that there is going to be stronger bipartisan support. Obviously, like I said, Senator Mullet and myself worked directly with it. Senator Braun also is supportive of it. And so we just have to see what the majority party's leadership wants to do. And maybe there'll be pressure then from Governor Inslee to say this is not the environment that we should have within this state of Washington with an elected official, even though he is an elected official. And maybe that's where it needs to come down to from the top.
Does the power exist in the state legislature? And the only reason why I bring this up, I haven't looked it up, and you may not be able to answer this question. I don't know the answer to this question. But it's on the heels of what they're attempting to do in Pennsylvania with the district attorney in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner. The legislature is initiating a recall against the Philadelphia district attorney. Does the legislature have the ability to initiate a recall against an elected official in the state of Washington?
I cannot answer that, Rob, at all. I would be remiss to even attempt it.
Now we'll have to look that up and see if we can provide the answer.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting if it is in the Constitution that gives the legislature an ability to keep checks upon itself, because we do know that the best form of policing is self-policing in many cases, and if the government cannot self-police in some avenues, maybe it's better that other branches of the government have that ability to do so. But it would be something to look. It would be something for us to look up. So we, as I mentioned, we did get this breaking news today, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us, Senator Dozier. Do you expect to hear more on your side of the aisle coming forward?
Probably not so much on our side of the aisle. I think what we're really looking for is a response from the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Billig from Spokane. I know that he had been contacted on this to hopefully be a part of this, but he wasn't, obviously. So my hopes are that Senator Billig, as the majority leader, will look into this and decide that, yes, this is something that warrants a closer look by the legislature, if there is anything that the legislature can do.
Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District, thank you for your time this afternoon, sir. I appreciate you joining us on short notice to talk about this breaking news.
Thank you very much, Rob, and happy to join in and share my personal thoughts. Thank you.